welcome back to 20s Talks, The Unspoken Truth, the podcast where we talk all things 20s. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any new episodes. And be sure to follow the show on Instagram as well at 20s_talks. Today's episode is going to be about all the things we need to leave behind in 2023. The year has come to an end. When this goes out, it'll be the second last day of 2023. So I made a list of some things that I just feel like we need to leave those things behind. We need to leave them in this year. We're not bringing these things into the new year. And with that, let's get started. Before we begin, I just want to say I hope everyone had a lovely Christmas, or if you don't celebrate Christmas, you just had a lovely time off just to relax, you know, spend time with family, chill before the hustle and bustle of the new year. And with that being said, you know, we're coming into a new year, 2024, all things better. I've made a list of some things I feel we just need to leave those things behind in this year. Like, this episode, I don't even want it to be too long. Like, I made a list of, I think, 10 things, but I have at least 50 things I could talk about. But we're just going to mention 10. We're not going to drag it too long. Now, this list it's in no particular order of best to worst, I guess. It was just the ones that I thought of while I was thinking about this, and I was just jotting them down, and they've actually been irritating me for quite some time. Like, me and my friends have had discussions of stuff on this list multiple times. The first thing I'm going to say that we need to leave this behind, this should have been left behind years and years ago, is the same old dating conversations over and over and over again. The who pays on the first date? What do you bring to the table? Guys, we need to let that go. We've been having the same debates for years and years and years and years, and nothing is coming from it. We need to let that go. I remember there was a point this year, there was like a whole list of like places people won't go on a first date. I think it was mostly like an American thing, because all the places on the list, like, we don't have that here. It was like Cheesecake Factory, Red Lobster, all those types of places. Like, guys, this same discourse has been going on for generations and generations. It's time to let it go. It's that simple. You want to go on a date with someone, find a place where both of you like and go. Let that be the case. I'm tired of seeing the same dating debates over and over again, and it's not getting anywhere. Let me not talk too much about this one. We're gonna move on to the second thing. The second thing we need to leave behind this year, guys, is male podcasts. I'm not sorry. Every time, it's literally gotten to a point that anytime I see a video of a man speaking into a microphone in a podcast style setting, I don't even watch the video. And they could be saying the most reasonable, life-changing information known to man. But it's gotten to a point where I am just so sick of the whole manosphere style male podcast. Like, enough is enough. The whole fresh and fit style podcasts that are just dedicated at just bashing women, and they don't offer any sort of constructive, reasonable tips, reasonable advice. They just get on a mic to be bitter and just bash women. We need to leave that behind. It should even be a crime for men to buy podcast equipment. It's gotten to that point. You need to fill out an application before you can buy podcast equipment as a man, because a lot of the time, especially these male bros, these alpha male bros, they just get on a mic and say the most ridiculous things known to mankind about women, and then you have people who are agreeing with them, and it's enough. enough is enough. We need to leave those style of podcasts behind. It should have been, it shouldn't have even have been a thing to have been started, but we need to leave it behind in 2023. The next thing we need to leave behind, and this one is going to be a very hefty one, because this one can be its own subject. All of these topics could even be their own subject in its own. But this one is just, we need to leave behind bad business practices, especially in the Black community. Oh, God. This one is a very hefty one, because a lot of the time, it's always, you know, support Black businesses, support small businesses, support that, that, that. But a lot of the time, you businesses, you're very rude. You don't have business etiquette. You don't have basic common decency to even try and retain customers. Like, even this whole Keith Lee controversy that was, I don't even know if it's still going on, but I remember it was going on a couple of weeks ago. If you guys don't know who Keith Lee is, he's a guy on TikTok that does like food reviews in America. And this whole Keith Lee controversy, it just shows you that we all want to support, you know, everybody wants to support Black businesses. You want to do all that. But a lot of the time, some of them, they take advantage of your goodwill by overcharging, or they'll exploit all that kind of things. Like, we need to leave that behind. Even in terms of the service industry as well. Oh my God. A lot of you providers, you beauty providers, you're just greedy and you're just not good people in general. Because the amount of prices that I have been given, people have given these prices to me for services, all that kind of stuff. Like, and I can understand, okay, you want to charge for your time. That makes sense. But certain charges that you people are adding on is not making sense. I have a late fee, but when you're late to the appointment, where is the reciprocation? I come early, but you're 20 minutes late to the appointment that's in your shop. What's going on? Like, we need to leave behind these bad practices in these businesses, because you're not going to keep customers. Like, you're not going to keep any sort of, you're not going to build any sort of good relationship with customers. People are not going to want to come back to you if this is how you treat your customers. And a lot of the time, they can be rude as well. Like, you message somebody, like, and I always message people, you know, I always come up very bright and very positive. Hi, how have you been? How you go? Can I book an appointment for this? Please let me know your availability. Please and thank you, X. I'm always so friendly, but some of you people are just plain rude. You sometimes you won't even respond. You'll be posting on the Instagram, but you won't respond. Like, I've messaged you 3 weeks ago trying to book an appointment. You never get back to me. And then when you get back to me, you're so rude. Like, we just need to leave that behind. Leave that behind in 2023, please. The next thing we need to leave behind is anything and everything relating to Jada and Will Smith. Oh, God, have mercy. A lot of the things that I found out about that couple, or whatever they are, has been against my will. We need to leave behind everything related. I'm tired of, if I go on Instagram, I will see one thing. Jada Smith says that the slap has saved the marriage and she loves him. I will literally leave the app. Anytime I see anything and everything relating to them, I will leave the app. Guys, we need to let that go. Everything with the slap. Every 2 seconds, something will come out. Somebody's respond to the slap. Us in that business is not helping either party here. I don't want to know anything about that business. Please stop putting it on my For You pages, on my algorithm. Enough is enough. We need to leave those people behind. And whatever is going on with that marriage, let them do it on their own. But I'm tired of seeing it every 5 seconds on Instagram. Please, guys. let's leave that behind. Now, those ones are just a few kind of petty ones, I guess, that has to do most of it, like maybe like online culture. Now, these ones that I'm going to mention now is, okay, proper stuff to improve your life, things to actually you need to leave behind to fulfill your goals, to become a better person. So I'm going to talk about those online. I just wanted to get those trivial online ones out of the way because, boy, they've been eating at my soul. So the first thing, not the first thing, but the next thing on the serious side of this list now would be dwelling on the past. Guys, we need to leave that behind. And this one is very, it's easier said than done because how often, like, do you catch yourself thinking about the past or something that you did and like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, da, 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 and then you bog down on yourself too much about something that's already happened. You can't change what's already happened. What you can do is just learn from it going forward. So we need to leave dwelling on the past. We need to leave that behind. It's not going to get us anywhere, thinking about what I could have done differently, how could this have gone differently if I had done that, that, that. All that's not going to change what happened. What happened, happened. Just let it go. And that's something that I've been actively really trying to, you know, do this year. Anytime something goes wrong, I try not to think about it after. It's happened, it's happened. Let's just learn from it and let's just move on. And another thing we should really be leaving behind, guys, is just the fear of the future. Like, I know it's very dwelling because the future is like, there's all this mystery surrounding it. You don't know what tomorrow holds. But, you know, it's normal to worry, but don't let that worry of what's going to happen in the future just like tear you down unnecessarily. Like, what's going to happen is going to happen. Don't let that, you know, depict everything about your life. Don't let that fear keep you from, you know, trying to do something. Because a lot of the times people have all these goals, they have all these things that they want to achieve, but then the fear of what if that doesn't work out, what if it fails, what if people laugh at me, what if da, 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 that fear kind of stops people from doing a lot of the things that they want to do. So going into the new year, guys, let's really just try and, if we want to do something, do it. Don't let the fear of the future hold you back from doing anything that you want to do. And I remember when I was like, okay, I'm going to start my podcast up again. Seriously, I'm going to do that again. I had planned like my launch for, oh God, maybe like almost 2 months. And I kept postponing it because I was just like, oh, what if it doesn't go how, da, 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 what if, like, and all that time that you're spending saying, what if this doesn't go well, what if it doesn't go well, you could have already done it, and that would have been it. And now, look, you know, the year is over, I have my podcast, I have my Instagram page, I'm growing my following, I have my TikTok, let's talk about that one later, but it's like, you can't let fear of the future hold you back from doing things that you want to do, guys. You just have to grab it by the balls and just go for it. Next thing we need to leave behind, am I starting? Oh my God. Next thing we need to leave behind is making excuses, guys. We need to leave that behind. Enough is enough of not taking accountability for your own actions, for your own things that you are doing. Enough is enough. We need to stop making excuses for things that you know good and well that it was your fault. Let's not make excuses. Take accountability. Be responsible for your actions. You know, many of us don't even realize that you're making excuses for yourselves. You're just believing that these excuses are valid reasons when in fact they're just excuses that are holding you back. Many of the excuses that you make for things that, you know, you're not doing, it's really rooted deeply in your belief system. So let's leave that behind. If you do something, you do something wrong, take accountability. Okay, that was my fault, my bad. Let's not, oh, it's because this happened, I couldn't do that. Because this happened, I couldn't do that. Guys, no. You make time for what you want to do. So enough with the excuse making. We're going to leave that behind in 2023. Next thing we're going to leave behind is things that you can't control, things that you can't change. Like, lots of things in your life is out of control. Like, the only thing that you can really control is yourself. To a certain extent, even, you know, you can choose to let things that you have zero control over, don't let them stress you. And this one ties in with the fear of the future one as well. Like, don't let things that you can't change be stressing you too much, because at the end of the day, you can't change it. Like, and that's what something I always do. If it's like, okay, if I'm worrying about something, it's like, is my worrying about this going to change it? No. Take a deep breath and let it go. Let's leave it at that. Next thing we need to leave behind is self-doubt. Guys, it's normal to doubt yourself every now and then, especially when you're, you know, doing something that you've never done or you're facing a new challenge. It's normal to be a bit wary, but it's not healthy when your self-doubt makes you feel like you're never enough or you're never ready to go after new experiences. That's when it starts causing you unnecessary stress, which leads to, you know, mental health issues. So if you feel like you're not confident in your abilities and you're undeserving of your accolades, despite, you know, having the skills, having the experiences, all that stuff, like, that may just be, you know, imposter syndrome, which we talked about a few episodes before. But self-doubt and imposter syndrome, all those kind of things, they can really make you shy away from new opportunities, and they hold you back from, you know, living the life that you deserve. So guys, try as much as, if you're really dealing with, you know, self-doubt, you're really dealing with low self-esteem, that kind of thing, is try in the new year, or even try now, because to start giving yourself positive affirmations, you know, you can say to yourself in the morning, first thing you wake up, I am enough, you know, I'm confident, I trust my abilities, I deserve the space that I'm taking here. Say all those positive affirmations to yourself. Really try and work on that in the new year, guys, because we need to leave this self-doubt behind. All this, I'm not enough, I'm gonna leave that behind this year. We're not bringing that into the new year anymore. Next thing that we will be leaving behind, not we should, we are leaving it behind, is toxic friendships, toxic relationships, all of that, bondo, anything toxic, we're leaving that behind this year. We're not carrying that into the new year. Not at all. And, you know, I've talked about toxic friends before, so you can go back, have a listen to that, but just certain behaviors that if your friends are showing you certain behaviors that you just know it's not beneficial to you and the friendship, it's just tearing you down, all those kind of things, we need to leave those people behind. We're not going to bring them into the new year to drain our energy more and more. We're leaving all those behind this year. If you have friends that they're not deserving of your time, they're not deserving of your energy, let them go. Although it may hurt, because, you know, they are your friend, you've been friends with them for who knows how long. But if this friendship is no longer serving you, it's no longer serving your purpose, it's more of a burden, just let it go. And in the new year, make new friends, make new relationships, people who will, you know, serve what you want your friendships to be about, not people who will drain your energy. So we need to leave behind toxic friendships, toxic relationships, everything around that bracket. We're leaving that behind. Next thing we're leaving behind is bad habits, guys. Everybody has, you know, habits that you can't do without. Unnecessarily binge eating junk food too much when you know that you shouldn't be eating junk food all the time. All those sort of bad habits, guys, we need to leave that behind this year. Overspending, binge drinking, all that, we're leaving that behind. And for me now, I've gotten to a point where it's like, you don't need to drink every time you go outside, guys. Maybe, but you don't need to, like, you can go out without having to drink. It's not a necessity that every time you go out for an event, you go out for something, you must drink if you don't want to. And that's the thing too. You could be people pleasing as well, which is one thing I also wanted to add that we are leaving behind. This excessive need that you need to please your friends, people pleasing, while letting that go. I don't really suffer from people pleasing, so I never really understood the spirit behind that people pleasing, but I can see why. But we need to leave that behind. All this, doing this for someone so they can be your friend, while leaving all of that behind, because at the end of the day, those things, they don't further you as a person. They're not adding to your life in any way. It's draining you over and over and over again. So we're just going to leave that behind. So bad habits, guys, try as much as you can to get rid of bad habits before you bring them into the new year. Don't bring your bad habits of this year into the new year, because it's not going to feel like a fresh year for you. It's just going to feel like the continuation of 2023, which we do not want at all, at all. The last thing I want to say that we need to leave behind in 2023 is this whole idea of, you know, waiting to be ready before you do something. When you think about it, like, you're never going to be 100% ready to embark on something or to do something. At the end of the day, you're just going to have to say, okay, that's it. I've thought about it long enough. I'm going to get right to it. There's no more, let me wait and see, da 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 da. We're just going to get straight into it. Because this whole waiting to be ready mindset really stops a lot of people from doing loads of things. Like, you see people who, okay, you want to start a business, but they don't think they're ready, but they've literally done all the research they can. They have everything they need. They have all the materials. They have all the information. They have every single thing they need, but they're just not doing it because they're not ready, or they think they're not ready, or they're waiting for the perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect time for you to, you know, do something. You're just going to have to, when everything is done, everything you need is arranged, you have everything you need, just go ahead and do it. Don't wait for that quote unquote perfect time to launch your business or to launch your side hustle or to do your passion project. There's never going to be a time where you're 100% ready. There's always going to be doubts in the back of your mind. So we're going to leave that behind in 2023, guys. Whatever you want to do coming into the new year in 2024, whatever you want to do, you've done your research, you know what you want to do, just go ahead and do it. Don't be waiting for that perfect time, because it's never going to be a perfect time, guys. Just do it when you say you want to do it. Don't wait for the perfect time. Because if you're waiting for that quote-unquote perfect time, you're never going to get anything done. So I hope my list has resonated with you guys. I know I was just not taking the piss, but I've been dead serious with this list. The first half of the stuff I've mentioned, I don't want to see that brought into the new year, guys. I'm so sick of all this, all of that. And the second half, at least I hope you guys kind of got something from it to leave behind, you know, just some self-improvement things you can bring into the new year. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to wait to the new year to put these things into action. You can start from today. Because me, I don't really do New Year's resolutions. I don't really find them necessarily helpful to me. Once I have a list of things that I want to do, I just start immediately. So me, I've already started my own quote-unquote New Year's resolutions. I've started that already since the beginning of December. So you don't have to wait till the New Year's to set your goals for 2024, to write down a list of stuff you want to accomplish in 2024. You don't have to wait till the New Year's. You can get that done today. Start planning for your New Year's today. Start planning for 2024 today. And I know a lot of people like to wait for the beginning of the year. So if that's how you like to do it, so, you know, the beginning of the year, it can be a good time for you to reflect on things of last year, you know, make your goals, write down what you want to achieve. So whichever one works for you. But guys, we're just, all these things I've mentioned, and there's even more, whatever you guys think, things that you need to leave behind in 2023, guys, leave them behind in 2023. Let's not bring any of this 2023 negativity. We're not bringing that into 2024. No. So with that, I will see you guys in the next episode, which will be in 2024. So if you guys enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. And be sure to follow the show on Instagram as well at 20s_talks. And I will see you guys in the new year in 2024. Bye.